Keith.
Hello.
I think I did something like this sort of story some years back. But anyway, go ahead.
One of your colleagues just said there, she thinks you covered it in 2019, but Tuesday night, there was like an air raid siren going off. Now I'm on Shandon Street, and it sounds like it's coming from the North Main Street area.
Okay.
So I've done a bit of digging, and apparently it's from the North Main Street shopping centre.
Which is pretty much closed up now, apart from the car parks, but there ain't nothing happening in the mall kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of shops there. Right? There's a pharmacy.
There's a pharmacy at the front, yeah.
There's a shop, but anyway, I mean, it happened a couple of times last year intermittently, but it was not for a very long time, but the other night it was for a good hour or so. And it's like, you know, it's covering probably the radius of a couple of hundred people. I'm surely not the only one that heard it. And even from that, where I am on Shannon Street, I definitely wasn't close to where it was. And so I contacted my local councillor, and he just said, maybe if I'm on with yourself, that if somebody knows who actually owns or who's responsible for the North Main Street shopping centre, to get in contact with yourselves, and maybe you can say it to me and I can get on to them as well.
Okay, so you can clearly hear it at any time of the day or night kind of thing, or is it always at night or the middle of the night or what?
It's usually the middle of the night. So on Monday night, it was about 1:30 a.m. And then yesterday, I was on Pope's Quay, and it was about 11:15. So it wasn't for like an hour, it was for a couple of minutes. Now, I went into the Bridewell Garda station, and the guard that was there said that they could hear it as well, because they'd be the closest Garda station to where the sound is coming from.
Okay. So does anybody ever investigate? I mean, it is an alarm going off. Like, is it a faulty alarm system, or is it somebody trying to break in?
That's the question. I mean, the thing is, this isn't just your regular intruder alarm. This is reaching, like I spoke to a colleague yesterday that's living on Blarney Street. So it's reaching the radius of hundreds of people, if not going into the thousands, you know.
So this is the same thing and the same story that we were talking about on air 7 years ago.
Is it? Really? Okay. I'd have to take your word for that one.
Because I do remember dealing with this story. And if you're saying that Emer said it was 2019, there you have it. It's the same thing. And you're on Shandon Street, right?
Yes.
Okay, so North Main Street to Shandon Street. Okay, is it more like an air raid siren?
It's an air raid siren, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like, you know, there's a war coming.
In the middle of the night?
Yes.
Okay. Let me have a listen to it. This is some of the audio. Thank you for it. You're joking me. Gone to the dogs. What's... Is that what you hear?
Yes, yeah.
I'd lose the will to live.
I know. Well, we'll keep going on for the moment. I mean, look, I have a two-year-old and a Jack Russell as well, which doesn't make things easier.
How long could that last?
That was gone. No, so last year I went off a couple of times. It's my own fault for not really recording it, but it was only a few minutes, maybe 20 minutes max last year. But the other night it was over an hour. 100% of it was over
this
an
is,
hour.
This isn't something that I just found online. This is the actual sound from the shopping. Yeah, yeah, this is from the centre. This is the siren you're talking about.
Yes, yeah.
And it won't play it anymore because it'll wreck people's heads. But you could be woken up in the middle of the night from that.
Yeah, I mean that's the problem. I mean, I contact the guards in the middle of the night, but I mean, unless they can find the key holders or who's in charge, they can't turn it off.
Okay, so has anybody Googled who owns the North Main Street shopping centre?
Yeah, well, I done a bit of research myself yesterday. I know the council owned the car park, and I've spoken to Tony Fitzgerald yesterday, so he's going to try and figure out. With the property division, who actually owns it? Because, you know, it's not exactly a small patch of land. You know, it's uh, it's you know.
Who owns the centre?
I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, I'll find out.
If you can find out, it would be... Yeah, like, if you could find out, it would be fantastic, because obviously, you know, there's a malfunction somewhere, and, I mean, there has to be some duty of care to the
rest. Ah, that's crazy. I mean,
if you have a... If your regular intruder alarm, I think the new law is if it goes off for longer than 15 minutes, you know, you're...
But that's not a normal intruder alarm.
That's
an air raid or a missile sound. These are the kind of things we've been hearing in war-torn countries, like. You'd be hearing it in Lebanon, Israel, Iran at the moment. Yeah. This is ridiculous.
And we just need to find a solution. That's the main thing. So, I think the way we find a solution is, well, number one is by doing what we're doing now. Okay. And if anyone that has been affected by it, contact your local councillors, contact the council. You know, we need to kind of push it forward, because Monday night was definitely the longest that it was, and it's not being resolved.
Okay, leave it with me. I see, I'm just Googling here because, you know, that's the kind of thing that'll maybe throw up some information. And there is a property company that generally is the point of contact for commercial interests in the mall. Dunn's were the anchor tenants, but they wouldn't own it. They were just tenants there. But there is a property company that looks after the management of it. So we'll give them a shout, all right?
Okay, great. Thanks very much, Neil.
I know, that would wreck your head. That would totally wreck your head. If anybody actually can help us in this, do so. Text 0868 104 106.